This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's presidential office says at least two civilians have been killed and six others have been wounded in the latest Russian shelling of the country. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian military is shelling areas near Bakhmut in the eastern Donbas region, with fighting at multiple points. The Ukrainian governor of the Russia-occupied Luhansk region, Serhiy Hayday, has said a Ukrainian strike on Kadivka on Sunday hit a hotel that served as the headquarters for the Wagner Group, a Russian military contractor. He charges that hundreds of Russians were killed, a claim that cannot be independently verified. Ukraine's power provider says the situation in the country's energy system has remained difficult after Russian attacks, particularly in Odessa, that suffered massive power cuts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's prime minister is appealing for Patriot missile batteries and other high-tech air defense systems to counter Russian attacks, as more Russian shelling was reported Monday in the eastern regions of Ukraine. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal told the French broadcaster LCI that Russia wants to swamp Europe with a new wave of Ukrainian refugees by targeting its infrastructure that has in Ukraine that has caused electricity and water outages for millions during freezing winter weather. The interview was broadcast Sunday ahead of meetings in Paris this week to raise and coordinate more international aid for Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden, meanwhile, spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone Sunday. A White House statement said Biden reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to continue providing Ukraine with security, economic, and humanitarian assistance, holding Russia accountable for its war crimes and atrocities, and imposing costs on Russia for its aggression. Meanwhile, European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels on Monday are set to implement new sanctions against Russia. This is VOA News. Iran Monday announced it carried out its second execution of a prisoner in connection with a nationwide protest that began in September. The Mizan News Agency, run by Iran's judiciary, said Majidreza Ranavard was publicly hanged Monday in the city of Mashhad. Ranavard was accused of fatally stabbing two security force members last month in Mashhad. Activists say Iran has sentenced at least a dozen people to death in closed-door hearings. The first person put to death in connection with the protest was executed last week. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said Monday he expects EU foreign ministers to approve a very, very tough package of sanctions against Iran for both its crackdown on protesters and its role in supplying drones that Russia has used in its attacks on Ukraine. Britain is experiencing an arctic blast of unseasonable weather that has led to the tragic deaths of three children. The children, all boys aged 8, 11, and 12, had been playing on a partially frozen lake near Birmingham and fell through the ice Sunday. A fourth boy, aged 6, remains in the hospital in critical condition. Speaking to reporters Monday, police and rescue officials said police arrived and entered the water in attempts to save the boys. West Midlands police spokesman Richard Harris expressed his sorrow at the deaths of the boys, also issued a caution to residents during this unusual winter weather.
We are deeply saddened by the death of three boys who were rescued by our firefighters yesterday here at the lake in Solihull. The boys' deaths are a tragedy beyond words, and the thoughts and heartfelt sympathies of everyone here at West Midlands Fire Service are with their families, friends, and the wider communities at this distressing time. Yesterday's incident is a stark reminder to us all of the dangers of open water, especially during the winter months. Frozen lakes, ponds, canals, and reservoirs can look picturesque, but they can be lethal. And there are no greater warnings of this than yesterday's tragic events.
Snow and ice covering Britain Monday disrupted air, bus, and rail transportation networks a day ahead of a planned national rail strike that was already expected to wreak havoc on transportation. The city of Los Angeles has sworn in a new mayor. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Karen Bass, who took the oath of office Sunday, rose to leadership in the California legislature and later a prominent spot in Congress.
I will start my first day as mayor at the city's emergency operations centers, where my first act as mayor will be to declare a state of emergency on homelessness.
Bass has said that she intends to get more than 17,000 homeless people into housing in her first year and address a housing shortage. Bass was the first Black woman to serve as speaker of any California legislature and in Congress served as chair of the Congressional